Was he too progressive? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. San Francisco voters have kicked their district attorney out of office.
People are angry. They're frustrated.
But Chesa Boudin says it was right-wing billionaires who paid a lot of money to persuade people to recall him.
The city's former public defender delivered on his promise to end cash bail and gang enhancements and prioritize diversion programs and home detention over locking people up. But critics argue many of those he helped release committed more crimes, and the city's seen a surge in open-air drug dealing, overdose deaths, and brazen theft.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in San Francisco. The mayor will appoint a DA to replace Boudin, then voters will elect a new one in November. In Los Angeles, there will be a runoff for mayor in November.
We are not helpless in the face of our problems. We will not allow the city to decline.
Billionaire developer Rick Caruso got the most votes yesterday, but and will take on Democratic Congresswoman Karen Bass in November. She finished second. A hearing starts next hour on gun violence at the House with testimony from those in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, the scenes of two massacres last month.
People in power have failed to act.
Actor Matthew McConaughey is from Uvalde. He made an emotional plea for common sense regulations at the White House.
Can both sides rise above? Can both sides see beyond the political problem at hand and admit that we have a life preservation problem on our hands?
There's another House hearing next hour into inflation as gas prices hit a new record high. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson says they're up nearly 4 more cents today.
AAA said the price of a regular unleaded gasoline is now $4.95, up from just over $3 a year ago. That's a 60% spike in just the past year. Gas prices have more than doubled since President Biden took office.
And Republicans blame Biden policies for that. He claims the action he's taken releasing oil from the Strategic Reserve has kept gas prices from being even worse. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It's day three for that new caravan of migrants making a 3,000-mile trek through Mexico to the U.S. border. 12,000 of them hope to be allowed into America amid a surge of illegal immigration since President Biden took office. He'll head to Los Angeles later today with leaders from south of the border.
The United States is hosting the Summit of the Americas for the first time since 1994 as the Biden administration looks to shore up support on issues of migration, the environment, and trade. Vice President Harris has been meeting with delegations this week. President Biden will welcome counterparts this evening in L.A., but the summit is without some key leaders central to the Biden administration's migration challenge. The leaders of Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala are not attending in protest to the U.S. not extending invitations to Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There's a new study that shows how healthy you are may depend on the politics of where you live.
Using data from the CDC and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, researchers from Brigham and Women's Hospital looked at mortality rates from more than 3,000 counties in all 50 states, finding that death rates fell by 22% in Democratic counties, but only 11% in Republican ones. The study, published this week in the British Medical Journal, says the so-called mortality gap widened across leading causes of death in the U.S., including heart disease, cancer, drug overdoses, and suicide. The authors of the study say they saw a larger drop in death rates in Democratic counties after the Affordable Care Act was passed in 2010. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could go back down. Dow futures down about 200 points. In the NHL, the Tampa Bay Lightning get even with the New York Rangers.
Hold on. He couldn't put it in. He puts it right on the stick of Kucherov again, and he scores!
The Lightning beat the Rangers 4-1 on ESPN, tying the series at 2-2. Tampa Bay's on a quest to three-peat as Stanley Cup champs. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.